While VPM V5 targeted the high-end, large enterprises with Catia V5, Dassault also had a mid-market strategy. In early 1999, they acquired a 75% stake in an Israeli company called Smart Solutions, whose product SmartTeam was a more affordable, department-level PDM. Initially, SmartTeam was positioned for SolidWorks users. Dassault had bought SolidWorks in 1997 and smaller manufacturing businesses. Over time, SmartTeam also became an option for Catia V5 users who needed PDM but perhaps not the full complexity of VPM. SmartTeam ran on Windows with a SQL database and had a reputation for being easier to deploy. It could manage Catia V5 C80 parts and C80 products in a simpler way, offering check-in/check-out, version control, and basic BOM management. IBM, which remained Dassault's distribution partner, ended up selling both Innovia VPM and SmartTeam, Innovia for the big accounts and SmartTeam for mid-size ones. This two-tier approach showed how PDM had expanded. It was no longer one-size-fits-all but tailored to enterprise scale or workgroup scale. By the end of the 1990s, the Catia ecosystem had fully embraced PDM as a core component. The transition from IBM Product Manager to Dassault's Innovia VPM was more than just a rebranding. It symbolized the merging of CAD and PDM into an integrated solution. Assemblies in Catia could now be managed through their entire lifecycle, from initial design in Catia, to iterative changes with check-in/check-out, to formal release with a controlled BOM and change process. The assembly relationships, which parts are used where, in what position, in which configuration, became tightly woven into the database, rather than being an afterthought. This integration laid a foundation for the 2000s, where such PDM systems would further evolve into full-fledged PLM platforms.